This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dr. Scott Atlas has resigned from the Trump administration's coronavirus team. He joined the White House back in August. His special appointment as a government employee was set to expire next week. Operation Warp Speed. COVID-19 vaccines will have a final FDA approval meeting on December 10th. It will start being delivered within hours of the approval to frontline workers and the most vulnerable in our communities. Warp Speed leaders say every American that wants the vaccine will have the ability by late spring. Their message is, if 70% of Americans take the vaccine, COVID-19 will naturally die itself out. Oregon's race-based COVID-19 relief program for small businesses is for blacks only. This goes against the 14th Amendment of the Constitution and is now facing two separate lawsuits. The state has already doled out half the $62 million and will probably be gone by the time the courts step in. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The 10 to 12 foot metal structure monolith found in southern Utah last week went missing. A few days later, in 6,000 miles distance, another monolith has been discovered in Europe. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
An odd metallic structure has appeared on a hill in northern Romania after a similar piece disappeared from the Utah desert. The 10 to 12 foot silver monolith appeared in Utah last week, seemingly from nowhere, with many comparing it to the monolith seen in the film 2001 A Space Odyssey. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management was able to document its existence before it was removed over the weekend by what they called an unknown party or parties. Now, a similar structure has been spotted in Romania near the eastern Romanian city of Piatra Nemț. As of yet, no one has claimed responsibility for either structure. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Narok.
Although similar, the monoliths appear to have different textures and angles at the top. Two battleground states, Wisconsin and Arizona, certify their election results in favor of President-elect Joe Biden. President Trump continues his claim of massive voter fraud. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Philadelphia Eagles defense did their best Monday night against the Seattle Seahawks, keeping Week 12's NFC showdown in reach for much of the game, but fell short 23-17. Seattle Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf played like he had a chip on his shoulder.
You know, a place that had a chance to draft me, but no, they didn't, so I got to make them pay. You know, I still got work to do. One of the defensive coaches came up to me, and it kind of made me mad that he was like, I was in Detroit with Megatron, but you're not there yet. In my mind, I'm not trying to be Megatron. I'm trying to be me. So, had a little chip on my shoulder the whole game.
Metcalf played college football at Ole Miss. He's the son of former Chicago Bears guard Terrence Metcalf. Empty stadiums and fake crowd noise is getting quite old. So when can we start putting fans back in the seats? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki looks into it.
Many sports fans are hoping to soon be able to cheer on their teams from the stands once again, something that could still be a ways down the road, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases told Yahoo Sports on Monday that getting back to full arenas and stadiums will mostly depend on how quickly people get vaccinated. Fauci says he doesn't think that will occur before July of next year. When asked about full stadiums for college and pro football next season, Fauci said he believes that is possible. From the USA Radio News News Ohio Bureau. I'm Dan Naraki.
The top three stadiums for football games based on atmosphere are Lambeau Field, home of the Green Bay Packers, CenturyLink Field, Seattle Seahawks, and Gillette Stadium, New England Patriots. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and I'm excited to be joined by Amy Kramer, the chairwoman for TrumpMarch.com. A lot is going on in response to this election. Patriots across the country have been coming together, and of course we saw this happen back in November, where hundreds of thousands of American voters traveled to the nation's capital and said enough, outraged and infuriated, but what Joe Biden himself called the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. These fellow American patriots stood in unity to demand that every legal and legitimate vote be counted. Amy, welcome to the show. Good to be connecting with you again. How have you been?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me. So excited to be on.
Well, Amy, this is an exciting time. We've been telling our audience, you know, every once in a while in life, you will come to those critical crossroads where you need to choose on the right thing. You just cannot participate. You have to participate. That's what a government of and by and for we the people looks like. It demands participation. And if we're going to do anything about the mass corruption that has been running rampant, that Donald Trump has really exposed in the last 4 years, it is now, if not the America that you and I grew up with, is gone.
No, I absolutely agree with you. There is something special happening across this country right now, and I'm glad to be right here in the middle of it because it's where my heart and soul is. And I truly feel like that we are fighting for the heart and soul of America. When you cannot, I mean, we all know this election, they're attempting to steal it, right? Yes. We want election integrity. We want to know that our votes are protected, that every legal vote is counted, and every illegal vote is cast to the side. And if we cannot do that, that goes to the foundation of our republic. What do we have?
Yeah.
I mean, and that is a very, very scary thought. But you know what gives me hope, Bill, is that the American people are rising up and they're not going to take it. They absolutely have had enough. The American spirit is alive and well. We just needed people to get out in the street, and it started a couple of weeks ago, and it is growing and growing. It's a groundswell like I've never seen in my life.
Well, this is a thing that is so powerful about, first of all, the truth, number one. Number two is when people respond to the truth, and it's organic like this, because even the mainstream media, social media, cannot tamp it down, try as they might, because people know when they've been worked. I mean, even with all that the mainstream media has propagandized and this narrative that they would want us to believe, social media would want us to believe that there's no, you know, no fraud here, just move on, or that,
right,
oh, it's just a couple of votes and it's not going to change anything. But look, at the fact of the matter is, a lie is a lie, And all it takes is a little bit of a lie to encroach on the system, which it has been doing for a number of years. This isn't new. I mean, the Democrats have been doing this for a long time. And I don't know about you, Amy, but, you know, one of the pundits casually put out, said, well, you know, if the truth be known, John Kennedy back in 1960 stole the election from Richard Nixon due to voter fraud. I'm going, really? You're now admitting this 60 years later? It's like, look at the trajectory that we're on. This is where a lie brings you to this point, to where you would have one party. And that's sad, really, when you think about, you know, the Democrats, the traditional Democrats of old, and even people who are proud of their party, Amy. It's heart-pressing for them to realize that their party has been all in to execute a fraud upon this government and the American people at large. And this is on them. This is on Republicans. It's not on independents. This is on the Democratic Party themselves.
Right. Well, I mean, look, the Democratic Party and the media, the mainstream media, have basically become one and the same, as well as big tech. I mean, they're all in it together. And the American people, I mean, at the end of the day, we, I think, are responsible for a lot of this stuff because we elect these representatives to go to Washington, to go to our state houses. And, you know, we kind of give them this blind trust. And yes, we go about living our lives, taking care of our families like good people do, right? I mean, who has time to stay on top of them 24/7? But what's happened over the years is there's been, you know, they've gotten away with little by little by little, and it just keeps building up. And finally, the people have said no more. When Donald J. Trump was elected, it was an interesting election, not only because the American people were, the Republicans were sick of the Republican Party, sick of the establishment, but we also saw it on the left with Bernie Sanders. And overall, the American people just had enough.
Exactly.
And so now he's done amazing things. He's exposed the media for the fake news that they are. I mean, he's exposed these empty suit politicians in Washington, D.C. that go up there and stay there for 47 years, Joe Biden, and never accomplish a damn thing. And now he's going to expose the voter fraud. I thought that really his biggest legacy would be the judicial legacy he leaves, but this is going to be just as big because they are trying to steal this election. And I mean, we have let them get away with so much for so long. And what has happened is that the media, since when does the media get to choose the president of the United States? Just because you call Joe Biden president-elect doesn't make it so, right?
I mean, exactly.
And here in Georgia, where I am, and I live here in Atlanta, or I live in Atlanta, I'm in Savannah right now, but I mean, we have two Senate runoffs, and we know that this election, they're attempting to steal it. We know that there was fraud and all this funny business going on with these Dominion machines and whatnot, and now we're supposed to just vote for the Senate runoffs using these same machines. I call bah humbug. We're not stupid. We're not going to take it, and that's the great thing is that not only, like, you know, two weeks ago, 1.4 million people showed up in Washington, D.C. We're headed back to Washington, D.C., and I think we're probably going to have two or three times that many this time. But also, we're occupying the Georgia State Capitol. Activists are taking over the Capitol today.
That's great.
They're circling the governor's mansion. They're going to our I never advocate for any time going to a politician's house. But our Secretary of State, I don't know what the heck he's doing and what his involvement is, but they're going to his house. I mean, and that is we need answers. And if we, the people, don't do it, then they'll get away with it, and we're just not going to take it anymore.
This is what Donald Trump has brought to the formula that the Democrats never thought in a million years would happen. As an outsider, as a non-politician, he knew what was right and fair, and they've been shaking in their boots. I mean, look what they've done, Amy. I mean, they've spent over $40 million of the people's money to prove some sort of stupid case with the Russians that made no sense whatsoever. I mean, look, if the Russians wanted anybody running to be president. Do you think it had been Donald Trump or a former Secretary of State and former First Lady that they had in their back pocket, that they owned? They had her dead to rights on so many things. You're going to tell me that they would have wanted Donald Trump, who he was an unknown commodity. They weren't sure what he was going to do, but they knew what Hillary was going to do, and they could play the game with her corruption. So it didn't make sense on its face, but they still want to insist that somehow there was Russian collusion. So now that aside, now we're going to talk about, here it is, the reality that Donald Trump has got their tail pinned on the donkey for right now, is that they stuffed the ballot. There's no doubt about it. These Dominion machines, what they've done, and I'm concerned, frankly. I mean, you're there in Georgia fighting the good fight, Amy, and we've got to do something about Stacey Abrams having 680,000 votes. What is all that about? I mean, that's kind of suspicious, isn't it? I tell you, we got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Amy Kramer after this.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. Rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Amy Kramer continues. She's the chairwoman for March for Trump, which is really exciting, getting underway. Going to start in West Palm Beach. You're probably going to go by Port St. Lucie, where I'm based out of. I want to join the crowd as much as I can for as long as I can, Amy. I mean, so many of us believe in this fight because what it all comes down to is the truth. You can't accept a little bit of lie. This has been going on for way too long. Voter fraud has been taking place. I don't care what the former Attorney General Eric Holder said when he looked in the camera and said, oh, there's no such thing as voter fraud. I go, you knucklehead, if there's no such thing, why are people getting arrested and spending time in jail for voter fraud if there's no such thing? And now they've jumped the shark. They've made it so obvious with all that they've done. And we've talked about these entities, whether it's big tech, the mainstream media, the Democratic Party and all their acolytes, corporate America. And let's not forget, and people don't want to talk about this, but more and more the reality is being demonstrated here that the communist Chinese are all over this in a big way. And I know that some people want to, as soon as you bring that up, they want to throw a tinfoil hat on you and Sidney Powell for bringing it up. But you can't deny the evidence, can you?
No, you can't deny the evidence. You absolutely can't deny the evidence. It's amazing what this media and, big tech has covered up. And won't expose, and it's right there in front of our face. And thank goodness the American people are waking up and doing the investigating and reading exactly. It, seeing it for themselves. Because the Chinese, it's bad news. I mean, it's really bad news. They own Joe Biden. I mean, and not even the Chinese. I mean, look at the corruption within the Biden family. I mean, it just is astounding that that he has been able to get away with what he has been able to get away with. But look, go back to Obama, right? I mean, Obama said there was not a smidgen of corruption in his administration. Well, yes. I beg to differ. I mean, I'm part of the Tea Party movement. Remember when
organized
against us?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, come on. We're just not going to take it anymore. Mm. But Bill, I have to correct you on one thing. Listen, we can't blame it all on the Democrats. There are Republicans that are complicit in this too.
Yes,
and
well.
I think that's one of the reasons that we have seen some of these senators, zip their mouth and be mum and not say anything. I mean, I'm so tired of hearing Lindsey Graham, oh, we're going to subpoena them, we're going to get to the bottom of it. Those dog and pony shows, they aren't anything but for those senators to get up there and ask questions, and then nothing ever becomes of it. And where is Bill Barr? Where's the DOJ and the FBI? I mean, this is outrageous. Mm-hmm. This is going on, but that's exactly why we're seeing this movement. You know, we mm-hmm. put out the word 2 weeks ago that we're going to have a March for Trump in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, November 14th. And I thought nobody would show up. I thought maybe we'd have 10,000 people there. And I'm always fearful because, then the media is going to do, well, look at this, the women's march or, whatever compared to these conservatives. They can only get 10,000 people there. But for these people, we had approximately 1.4 million. And these people dropped everything in their lives in a matter of like 4 days.
I know it was six days. Unbelievable, Amy, what you were
crazy.
Able to do. Amazing, yes.
Yeah, and they didn't come there because they thought they were going to see the president or hear the president speak or because they thought they were going to hear somebody with a Trump last name. They came there for love of country and love of our president.
Yes.
That's the reason they came there. And before it was over, that event that day, people were writing, emailing, calling, saying, when's the next one? I didn't know about it. I would be there. And so we said, fine, let's do it in 2 weeks. Let's do it December 12th, 2 days before the Electoral College meet. And so we did. We've applied for the permit. We're headed back to D.C. And at an event last night in Ormond Beach, Florida, I bet you 98% of the people, and there were several hundred there, came up and said to me, I was in D.C. 2 weeks ago, and I'm going again.
Wow, I mean, that's awesome.
I'm not kidding. I think that we will have 2 to 3 times the number that we had before. And no kidding, people are bringing buses of people.
Exactly.
I mean, when we kicked off yesterday, we had people from Texas, from Kentucky, from Tennessee join us in Miami and are following us across the country. Not to mention people in Florida that are following us across
exactly.
the country. I mean, it's really amazing. But you know what? That's the American spirit. And the American people are mad. This is this stolen election, or them attempting to steal an election. It's not stealing an election from Donald J. Trump. It is stealing an election from we the people.
Amen.
That's who
Amen.
You're stealing
exactly
the
right.
election from.
Right.
And you wouldn't let them come into your house and steal all your belongings. Mm-hmm. We're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take it anymore. I mean, you're going to have to get through us. We're going to stand up. Our president has fought for us for 4 years. Now we're going to fight for him, and we don't want him to concede. We want him to continue to fight and expose this corruption and this voter fraud for what it is. And people need to pay the price.
Exactly.
And that, if that means that Bill Barr needs to go, then Bill Barr needs to go. But somebody has got to be held accountable, because the American people are losing faith in our government. The fact that no one has been held accountable for what went down with Hillary Clinton and you know, the spying on the Trump campaign and the Russian collusion. I mean, it's a travesty. It's a
exactly.
travesty. But we are the only people that can change that, the American people. And listen, I have faith and hope in the American people. That is what gives me hope. And I'm so honored to be here with all these people and supporting our great president, Donald J. Trump. And I know we're going to get 4 more years.
Well, Amy, you have been a force ever since you came on the scene back in the Tea Party. In fact, interesting you should bring up about what Obama's administration and their DOJ did to you and other Tea Party groups and conservative groups. Of course, this was in a scandal-free administration, right? But I've maintained that because of what they did, what Lois Lerner et al. Did, probably altered the trajectory of at least 6 to 8 voting cycles. And my thought, interesting enough, this morning as I was thinking about that, I thought, well, maybe God, who is a just God, would step in and redeem all those stolen opportunities and what the Democrats did. And you're right, there are some complicit Republicans, because either you stand on the truth and you stand on the foundation principles of this country, or you don't. The fact of the matter is that there are people on both sides that want us to go into a one-world government. They're globalists in perception. That's what they want to do. That's what this is all about. That's why all this corporate money was poured into the Democrats. And here it was, even with all the money they poured in 3 of the Senate seats, they spent over $100 million and they still couldn't win. Because the bottom line comes down, Amy, is either you got the message or you don't. The same thing that happened with Hillary Clinton. She didn't have the message. Donald Trump had the message. She spent 3, probably 4 times more money than Donald Trump. But that's the power of the message and the power of truth. And Godspeed, you know, for you and all those that are taking a stand for liberty, that are taking a stand for our foundational principles and for a just, fair, and free election. We need to, that's our line in the sand. If we let them cross that line, then America's forever gone, Amy.
Right. I absolutely agree with you. I mean, that's the whole thing, is that we don't know that our elections are free and fair, that our votes are going to be counted, and that, you know, I mean, what people need to understand is one illegal vote, okay, just one illegal vote disenfranchises one American citizen's vote. That's
right.
Not right. I want to know that my vote is counted, right? And if we cannot ensure that our elections are free and fair, and that we have election integrity, and that the people get to choose who their representatives are in this republic, then we don't have a republic.
Exactly.
We don't. I mean, this is about the foundation of our nation. And you know, we fought back. We came here, 225, 250 years ago now, I guess. And you know, we broke away from the UK. And, I mean, Americans, this is, I think, a revolution going on right now.
No, without a doubt. Amy Kramer, Godspeed. Thank you for fighting the good fight on behalf of the patriots of America that live for liberty. She's the chairwoman of March for Trump. The tour is underway. And where can they go to follow the tour, get on the tour themselves, and let their voice be heard, Amy?
TrumpMarch.com. Go to TrumpMarch.com. You can follow our social media there, see our schedule. And I just ask that you reach out to your family and friends across the country. Text, call, email. Let them know about it. We're being censored by social media at every turn. And so we're having a hard time getting the word out. But if the American people want to rise up, that's how they can help us. And we hope to see them along the trail.
This is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season, Amazon is delivering smiles to charities across the country with the help of celebrity partners Gabrielle Union and Ali Raisman. And it's easy for customers to join them in giving back. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
We're proud to support charities that have been impacted by the challenges of this year. And customers can also join us in giving back by shopping through Amazon Smile. By starting at smile.amazon.com, customers can find incredible holiday deals, low prices, and convenient shopping, with the added bonus that Amazon will donate a portion of their purchase price directly to the charity of their choice at no cost to them.
Customers can also donate items to charities directly at smile.amazon.com/charity lists, where nonprofits create wish lists of the items needed most. Additionally, shoppers can donate to Toys for Tots by saying, "Alexa, donate to Toys for Tots," or make a monetary donation to a charity of their choice by saying, "Alexa, I want to make a donation." Learn more and give back this season at smile.amazon.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dr. Scott Atlas has resigned from the Trump administration's coronavirus team. He joined the White House back in August. His special appointment as a government employee was set to expire next week. Operation Warp Speed. COVID-19 vaccines will have a final FDA approval meeting on December 10th. It will start being delivered within hours of the approval to frontline workers and the most vulnerable in our communities. Warp Speed leaders say every American that wants the vaccine will have the ability by late spring. Their message is, if 70% of Americans take the vaccine, COVID-19 will naturally die itself out. Oregon's race-based COVID-19 relief program for small businesses is for blacks only. This goes against the 14th Amendment of the Constitution and is now facing two separate lawsuits. The state has already doled out half the $62 million and will probably be gone by the time the courts step in. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Surpassed 4 million on Saturday. That's double, more than double what we saw in October. What are we staring at in December, considering, I guess, Halloween was part of this early surge in November? What should we expect in December, sir?
Well, if you look at the slope of that curve that led to the numbers that you just mentioned, Chuck, we're going to be seeing as we go towards the end now and getting into December, we're seeing the surge with an inflection curve like this. The concern we had as we entered into the Thanksgiving holiday and as we're now coming out of the Thanksgiving holiday is that the travel and the people congregating at dinners that you'd expect, we try to get the word out for people, as difficult as it is to really not have large gatherings of people, family and friends, but try to keep it confined to the immediate household. But, you know, people are not always going to do that. So what we expect, unfortunately, as we go for the next couple of weeks into December, that we might see a surge superimposed upon that surge that we're already in. And, you know, and when I give that message, I don't want to frighten people, but except to say it is not too late at all for us to do something about this, because as we travel back, to be careful when we go back to where we are, to just continue to do the things that we've been talking about. An important issue, Chuck, is that we know when you mitigate with masks, with distance, with not having crowds or congregate settings, that those states that have done that, you could actually see that the inflection of their curve starts to do this.
Right.
So we know we can do something about it, particularly now as we get into the colder season and as we approach the Christmas holidays.
Okay, let's go ahead and cut that there. That's Dr. Anthony Fauci, of course, surmising what he anticipates as a result of the Thanksgiving holiday. Eddie Scarry, a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, shared with us that he traveled for Thanksgiving, has no regrets, and he's here with us now. Eddie, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
So, safe Thanksgiving travel. I mean, look, we are the land of the free, home of the brave. We're not the land of the stupid and unreasonable for the most part. I mean, there's probably a couple of knuckleheads out there running, you know, taking ill-informed advantage of their independence and freedom. But, you know, that's, you're not going to get 100% compliance. But for the most part, we are the land of the free, home of the brave, and we exercise those responsible things that you do when the science is correct and it's objective, right?
Well, all you can do is follow the guidance. We've seen that the science has sometimes been wrong, or I guess we shouldn't even say the science, but the guesses of the scientists and the expert have been wrong. So all you can do is do the best that they say. I had no intention on staying home for the holidays. Of course, I got in touch with my family. It's not that long of a trip down to South Carolina, but I got in touch with them and said, just to make sure, if there's other relatives that are coming, you know, in-laws or anything like that, let them know I'm coming. Make sure that if there's anything I can do to make them feel more comfortable, but I will be coming either way. Again, it's just, a matter of doing what the guidance was. I did everything that they said to do, wash your hands, wear the mask. It's required, obviously, to wear the mask when you go on the airplane and the airport.
Right.
But the main point that I've always had an issue with was the idea that by traveling, you're putting other people at risk. Well, you can't put anybody at risk that didn't put themselves at risk. If they leave their home, I didn't come into your home. So if you're there, you have already put yourself at risk such that there was a risk to begin with. But no, again, obviously you do the best you can. But I think that the idea of telling people to stay home, otherwise you're putting other people at risk, has always been absurd. And I've always taken offense to the idea that I by nature of simply traveling, did anything to anybody. If they left their home, I'm sorry, they did that to themselves.
Well, that's like people going out and getting in a car accident, right? I mean, you know, as soon as you get in the car, risk is elevated to a certain degree. So you're precautious and, you know, about how you drive, speed limits and all those sort of things. But yet, you know, this fear thing has just unraveled so many people. And it's also given, sadly, some Democratic mayors and governors just too much power. And no doubt, I mean, you see what's happening in California. The people have had it. They're pushing back. They're saying enough of this stuff. I mean, New York, same way. You're right there with de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo, award or no award. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, this thing is dynamic. This has been rather fluid, and we need to exercise some common sense, which I think for the most part people are doing. I mean, nobody wants to get sick. Nobody wants to take this on, although there was one individual, I think he was in his 30s, he decided that he just says, hey, I really don't believe in this thing. I'm going to go and expose him. He went and exposed himself, and he died. It was like, well, you know, let's not be silly here. Let's not jump off the canyon to see if gravity still exists. Take my word, gravity still exists, and when you hit bottom, it's going to hurt.
Right, and I think going back a little bit back to what you were saying about the power and it being too much power, well, the case has always been that the more power we're ceding to these people and saying, okay, we'll do that, we'll do exactly what you're saying, that was always going to be a problem, and I always kind of laughed or even felt a little bit sorry for conservatives who insisted. They said, after the election, this will go away. They're going to stop talking about it. This is not going to be a problem. You'll see. This is all political. It's going to go away. Well, they used it for a political purpose, but they knew that the utility of the panic and the hysteria behind this had a utility that lasted far, far beyond the election. I mean, who gives up power?
Exactly.
Whoever says, you know what, I'm tired of going on TV and being called an expert and being called brave and a strong leader because I shut everyone down.
Right.
No, they like this a lot, and I knew that this is gonna have long lasting consequences unless, like you were saying, unless people, particularly liberals who enjoy being told what to do, unless they're the ones to say, you know what, this is too much, it's gone too far, I'm not interested in playing this game anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's happening right now. I mean, you've got people at, in front of state buildings pushing back, saying enough of this stuff, enough already. We're not going to put up with this anymore. Churches, even in California, revolting. I mean, as many as 40,000 churches were shut down, and they're starting to realize, that's right. I do have a First Amendment right. And, it is not in the governor, in the government's, arsenal to be able to come against, faith, churches, people of faith and that sort of thing. It's all right there in the First Amendment, but it's okay to go to a facility that offers pole dancing. I mean, it's ironic. I guess pole dancing is essential, churches are not.
I mean, I think that a lot of these people who are going through with these lawsuits are heroes. It's too bad that they're not working their way through the system a lot quicker. And that's one of the consequences, that the whole way that this whole thing has gone has been so genius. We can't even do these lawsuits because of the pandemic.
Exactly.
Lawsuits about the pandemic because there's a pandemic. Mm-hmm. It's all pretty fascinating. But no, I think that we're going to find out that it's going to be difficult for these people, Democrats, the Democrat mayor, the Democrat governors, to ever do this again. And that's a good thing.
Well, and this is, you bring out an excellent point, and that is that democracy requires courage, and people are stepping up in the face of a cancel culture that's been, on steroids here for the last 5 or so years, plus tax and license. I mean, this has gotten ridiculous, and if you stand up and take a stand against these infringements upon our liberties, boy, the cancel culture is right there ready to lop your head off, dox you, and expose you to the fullest extent.
Oh, right. The whole cancel culture thing is big in my book, Privileged Victims. That's what we're talking about in that book. But that whole thing is big time at play here. And again, and it's political. You know, Chris Christie, when he got sick, he said, he went around apologizing. He said, I should have worn a mask. When the Democrat, Raul, I can't really pronounce his last name, but I think out of Arizona, when he's a House member, he got sick, he blamed the Republicans for getting him sick. So it's always the shaming, the belittling, all of that, the hatred, it goes one way. It always goes towards the Republican side no matter what you do. The media is right there to reinforce that dynamic over and over and over again, that it's if a Democrat gets sick, it's Republican's fault.
Exactly.
If a Republican gets sick, that's their own fault.
Well, an interesting column you ever read, ladies and gentlemen, that Eddie wrote, Democrats shouldn't expect grace or respect after what they did. I mean, this is rich, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're looking for everyone to come together now for healing. Well, liberals didn't want healing for 4 years, and I don't believe they want it now.
Exactly. Yeah, because to your earlier comment, I mean, it's all about control, right? This is the yellow brick road that we're on, and that is that we give up our control. They've got full control, and they tell us when to jump and how high and what vaccine we're going to have to take. Eddie Scarry, he's the commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. Eddie, how can they be in touch with you?
Find my website, eddiescarry.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
If we ever did, it is now. Isn't it quite obvious? Although some people, you know, still believe. I say some people. I mean, it's disheartening that the percentage is so high that do not believe that this election involved any kind of voter fraud. A majority of Americans do, but it's not like, 80%, 90%. It just seems so obvious. I mean, here's another report out of Arizona. Trump ballots defaulted and switched to Biden votes on Dominion system. This is according to the Maricopa GOP chairwoman, who was there and observed, and even with her counterpart, Democratic representatives go, wow, this isn't right. And when she called it to question, she was told pretty much, she was invalidated because that's what the cancel culture does. And they did that to her. And, so all this stuff, hear all these anecdotal stories and people go, well, where's the proof? Where's the proof? Well, here's the people that were there on the front line. These are officials, from the Republican Party, the chairwoman. Woman herself, you think she's in a position of authority right there in Maricopa County, and says, hey, this is what happened. And people go, well, that's, it's not enough proof, or may not switch enough votes to really matter. Oh, really? But, again, the whole issue, what we're talking about, is a little bit 11 here, right? I mean, you got a little bit of a lie. I mean, one of the qualifying questions I remember for one company that I used to work, and I got to bring on Samantha Mao. She's the good news girl here. And we're going to talk about these viral videos. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
Terrific. You had a great Thanksgiving. Familia, everybody had a good time?
Oh, yeah. It was smaller than usual, but it was still wonderful. And, I got to hang out with my mom and sister for a little bit longer than usual, so that was nice.
Yeah, all perfectly socially distanced and all that good stuff. You know, I was just talking to the audience about, you know, the problem with a lie. I mean, I used to work for an organization in Southern California one time, and one of the qualifying questions that they would ask aspiring candidates who would work for the company, and I thought it was very powerful and very, very provocative, but yet sounded so innocent on its surface, says, when is it okay to tell a white lie? You know, you think about that, right? When is it okay to tell a white lie? And that was back then. I mean, we're talking, what, 30, 35 years ago when they asked that question? And, you know, it was interesting, the responses that we got from, you know, the candidates coming in. But I thought it was one of the most powerful questions you could ask of a of an aspiring candidate to bring on the team, because the idea is that you've got to set up boundaries to say, look, at lies, white, yellow, pink, whatever color you want to, you know, paint them, are just unacceptable, because, you know, lies are so dangerous. They just end up chewing away at the very root of your organization or your relationships, right?
Oh, yeah, it's very true. And I actually took a class called Lying in Ethics when I was in college. And, you know, it kind of goes over all the different kinds of lies and, you know, and you figure out the ways they can be harmful, including like lying by omission or different things like that. It can be very, all those different kinds can be dangerous. And, you know, omitting things from these stories like you're talking about is part of the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you go and you go, well, you know, does it really matter? It's not that big a deal. It's more of a white lie than a real lie. But it all erodes at the foundation, and then you end up where we are today. How many days and weeks after an election, we still don't know who the president of the United States is. And some go, what do you mean? You know, Joe Biden, he's the president-elect. Well, he hasn't been confirmed yet. You know, we're still waiting on the numbers. We got court cases pending. And the fact that we have court cases to this level pending, I mean, think about it. This is pretty dangerous. And this is all the result of, over the years, white lies entering into the political system to say, well, you know, Sam, that's not that big a deal. You know, you're only talking about 100 votes. And, you know, the guy lost by 200,000 votes. So, you know, it's not going to change the election anyway. Well, it doesn't change the election today. You're right, but it changes the election tomorrow and going forward, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I would say that lying was part of the problem, and the fact that people won't believe it when they, like, you know, all the people who don't believe that, you know, the election was without fraud.
Right.
I would say that was because they've seen the different news outlets, like, flat out lie to them over the years multiple times. And when you do that, it makes it so people don't trust you. So even if you got something true to say, it's going to be hard to believe you.
Yeah, how much credibility? Exactly right. I mean, look, at the Democrats wanted us to believe in 2016 that Donald Trump only got elected because of Russian collusion. And we spent $40 million plus, and still to this day, you've got these ideologues that insist that, nope, there's no way, Donald Trump, Russians, that's the way it is after all this investigation that has happened. And, of course, that's not enough for the Democrats. Now we got to bring up another crazy opportunity and all this voter fraud going on. But anyway, that set aside, let's talk about, you got some great stories here. And you've got a forever grateful for a selfless act of kindness story that leads us off. Tell us about that.
So this story actually began 13 years ago. Haley Allen was just 16 years old, and she went through something most of us could never imagine. She lost her mom and brother tragically at the same time. And,
oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, yes. And at 16 years old, it was left to her to pick out the funeral garb for what they were wearing and to help plan it and to go pick out something for herself. So that brought her to a place in Texas, a place called Maurice's. It's a clothing store. Mm-hmm. And that's where she met Melissa Mullins, who worked there. So what ended up happening is Haley's in there. She's 16 years old, and she's just trying to keep it together. She goes to the dressing room. She's like, I just can't even imagine picking out something for my mom. I don't have money. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to try on something for myself. And while she's in the dressing room, she begins sobbing. And Megan, who works there, overhears her, and she asks Haley's friend. She's like, what's going on? You know, why is this girl crying? I mean, and I'm sure it's one of those crying that it's obviously like grief-stricken crying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Imagine.
And so what ended up happening was Megan's like, you know what? You just don't worry about it. You just get whatever you need, and I'll take care of it. And she just gave her some nice words, and Haley went on after that. And over the years, she kept thinking about this woman, and she had wished so much that she had gotten her name. And then she kind of, so she was finally telling, she had her son of her own, and she's telling him this year what happened to her mom and her brother. And she remembers that lady, and this lady's face comes to her mind. And then she thinks, I've seen her since then. Where have I seen her?
Oh.
And it turns out, Haley's a photographer now, and it turns out that lady had come in, and they didn't recognize each other right away, but that lady had come in with her granddaughter to get a picture that Haley was doing a free photo shoot. And she's like,
oh,
that's her.
Wow.
I know that's the face.
Wow.
So she reaches out to this lady's daughter and asks, did your mom work at Maurice's in 2006? Turns out she did. And they've gotten together again. And forever since, a couple months ago this happened, and for every Monday, every 2 weeks, they get together for breakfast. And, they've just become kind of like family.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Amazing how something like that could turn her life around. She said it changed everything. She reached out to her, and just something simple like her noticing that and buying these clothes, which couldn't have been so much money. But it changed everything when she needed it desperately. So I love that story.
Oh, great story. This next one is about a North Carolina man. Wins the lotto, huh? And says, hey, Thanksgiving dinner for everybody, huh?
Don't you love this?
I love this story.
William Bailey out of Weddington claimed $167,849 at the cash game, five game in North Carolina, and he and his wife were going to the grocery store to buy turkeys. After taxes, he ended up taking home $118,000, but he went out, and the first thing he wanted to do is go and help people and buy them Thanksgiving dinner. And, this year I think it might be especially difficult to have Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner for some families that have lost their jobs or are on a limited income. So I love that was his first thought. He's like, I'm going to go help some strangers, and he did. So I love that.
That's a great story. That's out there in the neighborhood where we used to live there in Raleigh. Great people. I love the people there in Raleigh. There was just a really special time for us. I saw this the other day about a man who was found clinging to a capsized vessel after 24 hours. 24 hours. He was lost in the waters off Florida. I mean, he was like way out there. And you talk about getting lost in the ocean. I mean, that's one of the worst nightmares in any of these cruise ships. When somebody goes overboard, it's easy for somebody to get lost. But here you got somebody on a capsized vessel, and he's hanging on for dear life for, 24 hours, Sam? What a story here.
Oh, yeah. So Stuart B., he's hanging on to his vessel was just barely above water, like you were saying, and he's been hanging on to it for about 24 hours since he's capsized. And he's a 62-year-old man. Like I said, he's Stuart B., and he had left Cape Marina on Friday. And when he didn't make it back, they sent a search party. And, it's honestly amazing that he was able to hang on for so long that his boat didn't sink all the way down.
Exactly.
And it's also amazing they spotted him, if you've ever looked.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're...
Oh, my gosh.
It's near impossible. It's only by the grace of God that you're found in the waters like that. I think it was 90 miles off the coast or something, wasn't he? He was way out there.
Oh, yeah, he was way out there. And just the chance, because, you got to think you've got those waves capsizing and causing that different, it's not like it's solid, still water that you're looking in. And thankfully, he was found.
Thank God he wasn't saying, oh, late is some hurricane passing by, oh, by the way, that we're just outside of the season over. You got a Georgia boy gathering Hot Wheels to donate to children on Christmas?
Isn't that, this
sweet
little
story.
Boy, he's 6 years old, a Smyrna boy, he was making it his mission to make sure kids in Atlanta wake up on Christmas with presents under his tree.
Well,
he started donating Hot Wheels, and his name's Landon Floyd, and maybe that's something that kids around the country could do. I think that's important that they're looking to help each other instead
exactly.
of
exactly. Well, good job, Landon. Appreciate your heart, buddy. Merry Christmas to you, and check out Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com. All the information is right there.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your